Attention, fellow Americans. Hurricane Helene may have knocked us down, but it can't knock out our American spirit. Join us, Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM, and showing our strength and unity through our emergency relief drive. Donate warm clothing, campers, food, and water at safe drop-off locations. Red Brick Patriots Club in Cottageville, South Carolina. Church of the Good Shepherd in Newport, Tennessee. Liberty Church in Crosby, Tennessee. Community Church in Newport, Tennessee. Email for direct contact is as follows. TennesseeReadiness@gmail.com. Please visit the WVFFradio.com website for more details. You can find this info under the Community Billboard tab. We're stronger together. Let's rise up, lend a hand, and show that the spirit of brotherhood can conquer any storm.
This is Frank on Target, and we're at WVFF 97.7 LPFM, and we're talking to Alita Carey, that she's in Tennessee. What town about are you in Tennessee, Carey?
Cosby, Tennessee. She's right outside of Hartford and Del Rio.
Yeah, and you guys were really slammed by the storm. Is that correct?
Hartford and Del Rio were. Yes, they were.
Yeah. Now, you told me that you own a store, right?
Yes, I do.
A readiness, a ready preparedness store. You want to describe it to us?
Well, we just teach people about camping, hiking, and survival.
I got a question for you. Are you just getting enough help up there?
Yes. The citizens of America and our local government has been wonderful. People have really turned up and showed out, and they've brought donations, and they've been very kind to help us.
But you left the federal government out of that.
No.
Yeah, they're not helping.
The federal government. No.
Yeah, like FEMA.
Not at all.
No.
I saw them on TV, and they were pretty clean. Yeah. But we haven't seen them in real life anywhere.
Have you had the National
Guard?
They
said we were going to have two. What's that? National Guard? Oh, yeah.
The National Guard.
In Cobb County, they did a return to your home release on the National Guard. So the National Guardmen that live here in Cobb County in East Tennessee could come back home and help their counties.
Oh, that's great. That's great. What kind of your store? You've been carry stuff that would aid in the recovery of you would have supplies that would help people dig their way out of this mess?
Well, we would have supplies that would help them. If you don't have anywhere to cook, we've got ways for you to cook. We've got sleeping bags and tents. But
yeah.
I mean, for the overall recovery, no. We can help you get through it till you get back on your feet again.
Stay alive.
What we've done at our store is we're just giving out hot meals and just trying to help our neighbors so they have warm clothes and food to eat.
How's the weather been up there, temperature wise? Because it's been cold down here in the morning.
Yeah. And it's going to be getting colder, too. This week it's going to be in the low 30s at night. So for all the people that are going to be sleeping outside, we really want to make sure that they get warm and they have some warm clothes and they have good sleeping bags and, a dry place to sleep. Someone donated 74 sweatshirts to us, so we're going to hand out sweatshirts this afternoon.
You've been trying to get the word out about your store and what you can do and your meals and stuff, and I understand that some folks shut you down.
Yeah, Facebook. They don't really like it that we're a Christian camping, hiking, and survival store. And just people in the neighborhood post when there's a need or, hey, they're really needing this over here in Hartford or Del Rio or Western North Carolina, and when we try to share, hey, they need hay or they need water or food or whatever it is they need, we try to share that so the people that have it can take it to them and help them. And with Facebook shutting us down and we're not able to share, Facebook hasn't let me boost any posts to advertise my own business, and now I'm just, trying to share that we're giving out hot meals if you want to come and eat. And now Facebook is like, no, we think you're pretending to be a business, and so we're shutting you down.
Well, we can give you a workaround on that. If you text me, you got my phone number now. If you text me a message, I can put it. Put it out on my board. You know.
Okay.
And,
awesome.
You know, we can work around that way.
That'd be great.
Dave, can we
There's
do anything?
A real need.
Can we do anything on the?
Yeah.
There's a real need for campers, pop-up campers, anything to get them off the ground. The people.
Yeah.
You know, because right now they're just in tents.
Been a lot of talk about FEMA interfering with the rescue and bringing supplies in. Have you seen any of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A few sheriffs that I know of in around here have actually asked them to leave. And everyone quit donating to anything that wasn't a church because, I guess, by law, FEMA can't go in the church and take the supplies.
Oh,
and
boy.
So it's safer here in Tennessee and Western North Carolina to donate it to a church because there's no jurisdiction there.
Yeah, we've been donating to Samaritan's Purse.
Yeah, that's a great organization. They're doing so much for the people. You would not believe it. They're in every county that's affected. Every county. This must be a huge organization because they're everywhere. And well, thank God for them.
Well, we decided on that because that was an organization that President Trump endorsed, you know. And
we kind of
trust his judgment, you know. So what else can we do for you besides get your posts out?
Just keep getting the word out. This problem is not going to go away overnight. They'll still be dealing with this problem that they've created here with the weather. For a year, at least, I'm sure, because, it's total devastation.
I don't want to go down the rabbit hole, but do you think that somebody orchestrated this weather?
I think it's because of HAARP. Yeah, everybody's heard it. And we all know, you lived in Florida a long time, and I've never seen a storm that was powerful on the left side. It's always powerful on the right side. The hurricanes that have been coming in, they're acting different.
Yeah. They don't generally stay that strong when they go that far inland.
Never. Never. When we hear about hurricanes in Florida, we never feel them.
Right.
And this one we felt. And it just hung right over us. And it was still a very powerful storm by the time it got up to the mountains. Usually the mountains break that kind of stuff up.
Had you guys had had any rain right before the storm came?
We had 3 days of rain, but it wasn't super heavy. It was just consistent, but we were in a severe drought before the storm came and before the rain came.
So that didn't help that the ground was all dried out and wouldn't suck in the water either. Yeah.
Right, but all of our creeks were so low, there wasn't hardly any water in them.
Yeah.
So it should have been like a chute and just shot it down, but, it overshot. But a lot of people say, maybe Lake Lure's dam broke and it failed somehow because all of a sudden the Waterville dam, it was just inundated and it just came rushing over before even the sirens could go off. People were running. The people I know that were in Hartford had to just literally run for high ground because there was no real warning at all.
Wow.
And when, you get an alert, there could be a flash flood. Usually that just is the people that live right on the creek might have water come up.
Yeah.
But a lot of these people that are affected had never been flooded ever before in the lifetime of some of these generational farms or 200 and 300 years old, and the farms are totally gutted. Like eroded out, like no topsoil, like there's nowhere to even plant. It's just all rock now, and there's no farm there.
Do you want to give out your information for people to contact you if they want to help?
TennesseeReadiness@gmail.com.
TennesseeReadiness@gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right, I got one more question. I got another question, though. I know you guys are digging out and life is horrible. But is anybody talking about the election and how you're going to vote and this and that?
Oh, yeah, we're all going to vote. We're all smart enough to find our polls and to get there to vote.
You think it'll all be set back up and all?
We're going to make it set up.
Well, good.
Even if they have to just bring a box right down there into the city square, where the square used to be.
So it is a priority.
We're all going to vote.
Good.
It's going to be a priority. unless the rest of the country wants to live like this too.
Now, did they get everybody out of the mountains, out of the country? Did everybody down into and not congregated?
No. Did you hear yesterday they found something like 350 people on top of Mount Mitchell after 12 days? They found 350 people alive.
Wow.
Somebody was able to hike up high enough to get a cell signal to say, hey, we're all stuck up here off the Blue Ridge. So, listen, Western North Carolina is just, it's just tore up. And when I mean tore up, I mean there's not even a road to get to the road that took you to town.
Has that Skylink helped you at all, that internet that Mark sent up there?
It's helped a lot of people. It's helped a lot of people. We do not have Skylink where we are. They're working on the tower that's in Hartford, and that's why I haven't been able to connect with you all week, because I don't have internet where the store is located because that tower is down.
If we send, now what's the email address again? Hit me up with that.
It's TennesseeReadiness@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. You can get emails on, you can get email from on the internet with that, or it's your phone. Or
yeah, I have to drive out to get internet service from the shop, right. But yes, we eventually, when I head toward Gatlinburg, get downtown in Newport, they have internet there too.
How's the gasoline supplies holding up?
It seems to be all right now in some areas where they can get the tankers in, but where they can't get the big trucks in to bring the gas, there isn't much. And what they have, we've got, we're country people, so you get a guy with a tank in the back of his truck, and he fills it up, and then he drives it out to where people are, and people can get gas like that, or the equipment, same thing with the diesel. It's just neighbor helping neighbor, and if they need something we have, we're sharing it, and if they have something we need, they're sharing it. We're just, it's like the 1800s back here in these hills now.
And
the thing that I'm scared about is the winter's rolling in.
And it's coming quick because they're calling for frost now this week. So
now
it's going to be real cold. Those people in Western North Carolina here in East Tennessee, it's going to be cold. It's already been cold at night, but now it's getting ready to get real cold.
Now is this everything that's damaged up there? Do they consider it flood damage?
Yes.
I'm wondering because nobody in the mountains buys flood insurance, right?
No, I mean...
Why would you?
You live right on the river, why would you?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be just like having blizzard insurance and you live in the Keys.
Is it hurricane damage or... I guarantee you...
I guess it's both, but I tell you what, people don't have a hurricane policy up here either.
No, and I guarantee you the insurance companies are going to say it's all flood damage.
I don't know anybody that if you don't have flood insurance, the most FEMA can help you with is $8,000. Well, if you lost a $100,000 house or $200,000 house, that's not really going to help you at all. So,
do you know of anybody that's getting that big $750 check yet?
No, I haven't found anybody that qualified yet. They said only 1% of the people actually affected would qualify for that. FEMA says that on their own website. That's just not me throwing out a number.
So the deal is churches. If you're going to donate anything, donate to the churches because the churches are protected.
It.
So if somebody was running supplies up like blankets or something like clothing.
Right. Church of the Good Shepherd in Newport. The community church in Newport, both of those churches I know for sure are taking donations. Liberty Church in Cosby is taking donations. There's churches everywhere in these mountains that are taking donations because that's where the people, that's the only refuge the people have is God and what their neighbors can help them with because that's the only people we count on. And usually we just count on God. We're leaning more on each other, and it's a true American spirit here in the mountains.
So you need warm clothes up there for sure now, right?
We sure
that's
do.
That's one of the must-haves, yeah. All right.
Figure out how to get these folks housing because a lot of these people, they live so far back in the mountains, and the way it's washed away, I don't even know how you could get a, a camper even in there. But, you know, people moved into their barns and people moved into their sheds. And, you know, they're just trying to find a little piece of normal and just stay warm and dry as they rebuild their lives. This isn't going away tomorrow. It's going to take a long time.
Now, would there be a place if you get a camper up there? Would there be a place to get a camper up there? I mean, could you put it down somewhere?
For a lot of folks, yeah. A lot of folks could. Because a neighbor might have a field. They'd be like, come on over here and put it right here. At least you have a place to be. These are country folks that never relied on anybody but themselves and God. And now they're proud. And they're not wanting to take a handout. And they're sure not going to move to the city.
Oh, good. So when the government didn't show up, it didn't really hurt their feelings, did it?
Not at all.
Well, good.
And nothing really ever good came from the government.
You got that right.
Except I-40. I-40, we all miss I-40.
Yeah,
we're having to take moonshine trails to get back and forth to North Carolina.
Yeah, right. Oh, shoot.
Really? I mean, they're using pack mules to get to these people. That's how remote this is.
Yeah, I heard that somebody had some mules.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank God for that mule man. Let me tell you, he's been able to get up there and reach folks nobody else can get to because you're so far back in the holler, there ain't no flat land for you to land a helicopter on. I mean,
now, those people have been up there for generations. Does anybody recollect anything like this ever happening up in there?
Never.
I mean,
never.
Your worst flooded rivers weren't anything close to this.
Never. Even the people that lived on the river lived far enough back, it never flooded. But now, I mean, you're talking half a mile from the river, people got washed away.
Wow.
And, we're talking thousands of people are lost and hurt and killed.
There's a lot of people still missing that ain't accounted
for? Yeah, there's still a lot of people missing, a whole lot of people, especially in western North Carolina. There's more people that lived over there in the mountains. And a lot of our towns are built around the water here where the river is, Nolichucky and the Pigeon River. More towns like Unicoi and things like that, those are like the main part of the towns got crippled. Where the people lived, they're just their homes are washed away, their lands washed away. They don't even recognize their property anymore.
Is any of the power being restored yet?
Yes. On our side it is. On North Carolina's side, I saw them with helicopters carrying in telephone poles to drop them to put the line on. Right. I mean, because they're having to rebuild the entire infrastructure. You know, all these little places where folks live in these mountains were built over centuries. You know, how the grandson needs a place to live. Well, let's cut a road in here.
Yeah.
This was 1930. So they cut a road in there, and now all this has to be put back together because all these people live there, but it took them 200 years to live there.
Yeah.
And to carve it out of nothing, and they scratched out their lives. In one day, HARP scratched out their world.
How are those electric chainsaws working out?
Yeah. They sent a whole pallet of them to us.
how did they want you to charge them?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not even a good doorstop. The doors won't close because, you know, their houses are full of mud if they have the house still.
Your email address, and we know what church is a local up there.
If you can't do anything else, if y'all could just pray for us,
well,
God will make a way. God always opens the door. And, you know, a lot of folks up here, we all rely on God for our mere existence. And if you can't do anything else, pray for us. And that'll be a huge thing you can do. And
definitely.
It's greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what we can do with some warm clothing and try and get that to the church and see
that
how that works
great.
Out. You know?
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you reaching out to us.
Anything else that you want to say, darling, that's on your heart?
Nope. I appreciate you guys caring about us. God be with you.
Well, thank you for taking the call.
All righty. Dave,
all right, thank you so much.
Ms. Carrie, thank you very much. And Dave, are we out of here?
We're out of here.
This is WVFF 97.7 LPFM, Red Brick Patriot Radio, broadcasting from Cottageville, South Carolina.
Attention, fellow Americans. Hurricane Helene may have knocked us down, but it can't knock out our American spirit. Join us, Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM, and showing our strength and unity through our emergency relief drive. Donate warm clothing, campers, food, and water at safe drop-off locations. Red Brick Patriots Club in Cottageville, South Carolina. Church of the Good Shepherd in Newport, Tennessee. Liberty Church in Crosby, Tennessee. Community Church in Newport, Tennessee. Email for direct contact is as follows. TennesseeReadiness@gmail.com. Please visit the WVFFradio.com website for more details. You can find this info under the Community Billboard tab. We're stronger together. Let's rise up, lend a hand, and show that the spirit of brotherhood can conquer any storm.